السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. الحمد للہ وکفا والصلاۃ والسلام علی سیدنا المصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ واصحابہ وبارک وسلم تسلیما کثیرا کثیرا. اما بعد فقد قال اللہ تبارک وتعالی أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون صدق الله العظيم. Ulama e kiram, respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa, repeatedly you have heard this ayat, and most of the times I commence my khutbah with this ayat because it is a very comprehensive ayat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu, O ye who have believed, ittaqullah, fear Allah, haqqa tuqatih, fulfilling the right of fear. There is great tafsil to it, there is great explanation, but here it means that you should be ashamed of doing those things which are displeasing to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. You should fear His wrath coming upon you if you are going to displease Him. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not want to punish, but there is a system, and if you are going to misbehave, disobey, go against his ahkam and disobey Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you must fear the wrath of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala coming. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's wrath and anger, when it descends on a community, it comes in different forms, as I've explained many times. So here the message is that adopt taqwa. That means do those things that you have been ordered to do and restrain yourselves from those things that you have been asked to restrain yourself from. And do not die except in a state of Islam. You must be a Muslim. When a person dies, he must die as a Muslim. Person who has submitted himself, a person who has surrendered himself to Allah Ta'ala. A person who lived his life fulfilling the ahkam of Allah. He had no desire of his own as such. Whatever was his desire, he checked whether Allah Ta'ala was pleased with the fulfillment of that desire or not. If Allah Ta'ala was pleased, then he fulfilled it. Loving one's parents, loving one's children, even loving one's own business, there's nothing wrong with that. Loving one's home, loving one's family, but there is a limit. To what extent should a person love these things? The love of these things should not exceed the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this person, it does not mean that he is deprived now of all the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala just because he is obeying Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Unfortunately, in my trips, different parts of the world, meeting the youth and meeting other people, this was the impression that I got, that people are very, very afraid to adopt Sharia, to adopt taqwa, to stay away from haram, to obey Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There was a kind of a fear that if we are going to do this, especially those who are addicted to TV and all other kinds of haram, so they have this fear that what will life be after that? It will be like an emptiness in our life. There will be nothing. We will be leading a life of boredom. There will be no happiness, no joy. So this is the fear, and this is actually a fear because of the whisperings of shaitan. Shaitan tells that person that if you are going to give up all these things, then rest assured that your life will become very miserable. You will lead a very, very miserable life. People will be enjoying themselves. They will be dancing and drinking and gambling and going to the discos and theaters and cinemas and watching porn and filth. And when the shows will take place and the entertainment scene will be laid out, then these people will be going there and you will be making, hi, I wish I was also not in this garb and with this kind of beard and with this kind of topi and making sajdas in the masjid and obeying Allah and Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I wish I was not like that, then I could have also been there. Na'uzu billahi min zalik. This is the kind of whisperings that's going on in many, many people's minds. People write about it and they tell me about it, and I get that impression also in talking to lots of people, that what is it that is holding them back. So definitely this is going to happen. Shaitan will whisper in this form, because he knows that the moment we are going to get that little taste and enjoyment of the qurb of Allah Ta'ala, of the closeness of Allah, of the ma'rifat of Allah, of the yaqeen of Allah, of tawakkul in Allah, of zuhud and taqwa and sabr and shukr, he knows that the moment this person will get a little bit of that taste and the enjoyment, then he's going to give up all his haram. Because the person who will get the taste and enjoyment of tawakkul and trust in Allah Ta'ala, then he's not going to go towards interest taking and giving and doing all kinds of haram trade and business, nothing, because now he's got tawakkul in Allah Ta'ala. The person who has got sabr, the person who's got shukr, the person who's got tawazu, the person who's got taqwa. So when he gets the taste of this, then he will not want to return. But he must get the real true taste and enjoyment. And it will not last, it will not remain all the time. Lots of people have this problem. They say that for a few days we enjoyed, and after that again we seem to have gone back to square one. So that is necessary, because if you are not going to be hungry, you won't enjoy the food, even if it's the best of food. But if the person is full, how is he going to enjoy the food? He's not going to enjoy. There must be hunger to enjoy the food. There must be thirst to enjoy the drink. If the person is full, I mean, he's not thirsty, then you give him the best of juices, the best of drinks, there's going to be no enjoyment. There must be darkness to appreciate light. There must be sickness to appreciate health. There must be poverty to appreciate wealth. So these things will happen, that for a few days the person will feel as if he has gone back to square one. But as long as he's not indulging in those harams, there's no problem at all. It is that hunger that is being created again, so that he gets an enjoyment again of his zikr and of his tilawat and of his ibadat and of his ma'rifat and of his yaqeen. So that is the system of Allah Ta'ala. So therefore we do not have to fear this, that what will happen, what will happen. Nothing will happen. In fact, we'll get true taste and real enjoyment of life after that. Such peace and such sukoon, how can we explain in words to a person who hasn't tasted sugar that what is sweetness? You cannot explain in words. It is not possible to explain to a person in words what is sweetness. The person has to be given some sugar to taste, and then he will say, oh, this is sweetness. Then he will throw away everything that is sour, because he has tasted sweetness. So in the same way, the Ahlullah, they cannot really explain to us in words that what is this muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala, which they are inviting us towards. They want us to enjoy that sukoon that they have in their hearts, that irrespective of what the conditions are in the world, there will be that natural grief and that natural sorrow over calamities and disasters and deaths and murders and killings, that is natural. But once they have made that tafweez to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that whatever is happening with the will of Allah, my duty is to do that which Allah ta'ala has ordered me to do. I must not wait for results. My duty is I must go ahead with whatever Allah ta'ala has asked me to do, and if I am doing that, then what the decision Allah ta'ala has made, it is His prerogative. He's not going to ask me before making a decision. So then we will find some kind of sukoon in our hearts. The depression and that worries and all those problems and anxieties will disappear. The person will enjoy a kind of tranquility, contentment, peace and satisfaction. Now these things cannot be explained in words. I don't have it, I'm in search of it. And also I invite you towards the same thing. But I believe it's my yaqeen and it's my conviction that definitely in obedience to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there is this sukoon and this tranquility. But what happens is that because of the overwhelming influence of nafs and shaitan upon us, lectures upon lectures, bayans upon bayans, hadiths upon hadiths, Quranic verses upon Quranic verses, and we remain where we were. Major cause of that, the Ahlullah have said, is haram indulgences. especially the food that we eat, our earnings, which we do not really check whether it is truly halal or not. So when we are going to feed our system with haram, then all these things will not have any effect. So that is the first thing that we have to check. Of course, there are other causes too. But once we will get haram out of our system, then these things will start having an effect. ND366665, remove your car. 366665. Hazrat Haja Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Ali, some people told him, he said, Hamare dil so gaye hai. Our hearts have gone to sleep. So he says, no, they haven't gone to sleep. Hearts have become dead. He says, because if hearts go to sleep, if a person is asleep, then if you shake him up, he gets up. He says, agar dil soye hue hote, to hilane se aur jagane se wo jaag jate. Lekin koi murda ho, to aap kitna bhi hilaye, wo nahi jaagega. So if the person's heart was asleep, then at least with all these lectures, bayans and nasihats and waaz and zikrs and duas, he said the heart should have been shaken up. The person would have got up. He would have realized that I have made a mistake in life. Let me return to Allah Ta'ala. Allah. But if the heart is dead, he said, then how much are you going to shake that heart? I will conclude in one. Hazrat Ghazi Ataullah Shah Bukhari Rahmatullah Ali, he said, agar main apni taqreer samandar ko sunata to uska pani khushk ho jata. He says, my waaz and my bayans, if I had addressed the waters of the ocean, the waters of the ocean would have dried up. Agar main pahad ko sunata to pahad reza reza ho jata. If only I had to address the mountains would have turned to smithereens. If I had to address the skies, he says, the heavens would have poured down the rain. And he went on like that. He says, lekin ae tum Lahore walo, tumhe suna suna ke main thak gaya, lekin tum jahan ho wahin ke wahin rahe. He says, how much I am telling you, but you are still there. And then afterwards they saw what was the result. So what we are seeing around us, it must get us up now. Our hearts must not be dead. If they were asleep, then these incidents that are taking place must be a shake-up for us. Not just passing comments and just giving some kind of history and criticism or discussion and gossip. It must be a lesson for us that what is happening in other parts of the world, it can happen anywhere in the world. Allah Ta'ala looks at the actions and the a'mal of people, so we must see what are our actions. Now during these holidays, school holidays, where are our children? If you have to go to the bazaars, if you have to go to the cinemas and theatres and discos and everywhere, you will find them. And with them, the adults too. Men, women, children. Holiday must come and haram indulgence increases. Unconcerned of what is happening around in the world, what should we be doing? So that is why it is necessary that we should take a stock of our lives every night. We must take an x-ray. What have we done for the day? What have we done up till now in our lives? How far have we gone from deen? How much of life is left? Who knows? So whatever is left, turn towards Allah Ta'ala and get what Allah Ta'ala has promised for the believers. وَآخَرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. There's a zikr majlis, so therefore we will have some zikr program, inshallah. لذتِ ذکرِ نامِ خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. لذتِ ذکرِ نامِ خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا وہ بہارِ وطن. آپ کے نام پر جس نے ہجرت کیا پا گیا وہ بہارِ وطن. لذتِ ذکرِ نامِ خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. If a person is negligent of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and his ahkam and Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and his muhabbat and itaat, then he's like that heap, that rubbish heap, where it builds up into a huge heap, as it is we are reading of all the stench that comes up from the rubbish dump here in clear estate. So that is what happens when the person is in the dunya of ghaflat, he says. Then the person's actions and a'mal, nothing comes out from there but those a'mal which are stinking. We don't smell it, we don't get the stench, because we are in a chloroform state. We have been given chloroform by shaitan. But the angels, they run distance away from our a'mal because of our negligence of the zikrullah. Lazzate zikre naame khuda hai chaman aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dashto daman. Aapke naam par jisne hijrat kiya pa gaya wo bahare watan. Hey, zaruri gunaho ko bhi chod de. Hey, zaruri gunaho ko bhi chod de. Asl hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. Hey, zaruri gunaho ko bhi chod de. Asl hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. لذتِ ذکرِ نامِ خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. بالیقین پائے گا نسبتِ اولیاء. بالیقین پائے گا نسبتِ اولیاء. جس کے دل کو لگی ہے خدا سے لگن. بالیقین پائے گا نسبت اولیاء. جس کے دل کو لگی ہے خدا سے لگن. شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں. شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں. عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن. شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں. عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن. When a person is a lover, then wherever the city of the beloved is, then that is the city that he considers to be his home, irrespective of where he is staying. But because he's an ashiq, so therefore he says that that is my city. Shahre mehboob hoga jahan bhi kahin. Aashiqon ka suna hai wohi hai watan. Lazzate zikre naame khuda hai chaman aur ghaflat ki dunya hai dasht o daman. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں. کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں. کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. It is, since my beloved is in Madina Tayyiba, so therefore kaash ke madine mein hota mera watan. I wish that was my place of residence. Ha, where we could go to the roza of Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam whenever our heart desires and read the as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. And the city which will be protected from the fitna of Dajjal, the true Dajjal and the real Dajjal will not be able to enter Madina Sharif and Makkah Sharif. So he says, شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں. عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن. So if we are the lovers of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and if we are the lovers of Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then that should be our desire. Not the places of the world. It is permissible, it is jais. Allah Ta'ala spread us throughout the world. But the desire in the heart is that Madina should have been our watan. شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں, کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں, کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن. کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوستو, زندہ باد اے وطن, زندہ باد اے وطن. کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوستو, زندہ باد اے وطن, زندہ باد اے وطن. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن, اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے, ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے. اے مدینہ فدا تجھ پہ ہوں صد وطن. ہے وطن میں مگر دل مدینے میں ہے, اے فدا تجھ پہ, اے مدینہ فدا تجھ پہ ہوں صد وطن. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن, اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. نیک لوگوں میں ہو صاحب درد دل, نیک لوگوں میں ہو صاحب درد دل. اے چمن میں جیسے کوئی رش کے چمن. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن, اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. روز و شب ہے یہ اختر کی آہ و فغاں, روز و شب ہے یہ اختر کی آہ و فغاں. بخش دے روز محشر مجھے ظلمنن. لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن, اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن. اے میرے داتا, اے میرے مالک, اے میرے مولا, اے میرے والی, شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے, سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی. شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے, گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی. شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے, گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی. وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی, شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ. لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ. اللہ 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 اللہ. قصبہ میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں,
دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی، کسب میں دنیا ہی کے راہ میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی، وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا، عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی، خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں، کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بلائی، خلق میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں، کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بلائی، مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا، کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی، شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی، شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ، لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ، اللہ 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 نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی، شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ، لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ اللہ، اللہ 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 اللہ، اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، جام محبت اپنا پلا دے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، جام محبت اپنا پلا دے، اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ، دل میں میرے یا याद अपनी रचा दे, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह, ऐ मेरे अल्लाह। शोल मेरा बस अब तो इलाही, शाम सहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह। लेटे बैठे चलते फिरते आठ पहर हो अल्लाह अल्लाह। अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह।
ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह अल्लाह कैसा प्यारा नाम है, आशिकों का मीना और जाम है। अल्लाह जल जलालहु ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम। ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह 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 ला La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah।
कोई मुझसे पूछे मैं क्या मांगता हूँ, मैं अपने खुदा से खुदा मांगता हूँ। कोई मुझसे पूछे मैं क्या मांगता हूँ, मैं अपने खुदा से खुदा मांगता हूँ। वो हो जाए मेरा, मैं हो जाऊं उसका, यही रात दिन में दुआ मांगता हूँ। यही रात दिन में दुआ मांगता हूँ। अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाहु अल्लाह 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 अल्लाहु अल्लाह। ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह मुहम्मदुर रसूलुल्लाह। अल्लाह 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 अल्लाह। چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ اللہ اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, ان کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أرحم الراحمين, يا أكرم الأكرمين, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام, يا ذا الجلال والإكرام, يا حي يا قيوم, يا حي يا قيوم, يا حي يا قيوم, برحمتك نستغيث, برحمتك نستغيث, برحمتك نستغيث. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف کر. او مائی بلاوڈ اللہ, او مائی رحیم اللہ, او مائی قریب اللہ, او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ, او مائی کمپیشنیٹ کائنڈ لونگ اللہ, forgive each and every one of us. Oh Allah, we acknowledge, we are confessing that we are the most sinful servants on earth. Oh Allah, we have distanced ourselves from you, and in the process we have gained nothing but anxieties, worries, restlessness. Oh my beloved Allah, you are Rahim, you are Kareem. We are extending these begging bowls before you. Oh my Allah, who else is there for us besides you? Ya Allah, you attach these begging bowls to our bodies. Oh my beloved Allah, these hands which are our begging bowls, we are extending before you. We are not extending before human beings, oh my Allah. Human beings become angry if we have to beg of them. But oh Allah, if we do not beg of you, you become angry. Ey mere Allah, agar hum tujhse na maange to tu naraaz hota hai. Ey Allah, is raat ke andar, اللہ شب جمعہ ہے, اللہ رجب کا مہینہ ہے, مبارک رات کے اندر تیرے سامنے ہم ہاتھ پھیلائے ہوئے ہیں, ہم بھکاری ہیں میرے اللہ. Oh my beloved Allah, like beggars we have extended our hands before you. Oh my Allah, we are seeking forgiveness of all our sins. Oh Allah, forgive us, forgive our parents, forgive our wives and children, forgive our brothers and sisters, forgive the entire ummah of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my beloved Allah, in spite of our sins, how much of ni'mat you are showering upon us. In spite of our sins, you have given us sight, you have given us hearing, you have given us speech, you have given us health. Oh my beloved Allah, you are providing so much of food to eat, you are giving us clothes to wear, shelter above our heads. Oh my Allah, there are so many people in the world who have been deprived of these ni'mats. Oh Allah, they have got no shelter above their heads, they have got no clothes on their bodies. Oh Allah, no food to put into their stomachs and bellies, and yet at one time they were enjoying all these ni'mats. Oh my beloved Allah, instead of being grateful to you, we are still disobedient to you. Teri hi ne'matein kha kha kar teri nafarmani karte hain. Ya Allah, we eat the food provided by you, we drink the water sent by you from the heavens. Oh my beloved Allah, we use all your ni'mats
for your disobedience. If there had been another Allah, He would have destroyed us by now. He would have taken away our sight with which we are watching so much of haram. He would have snatched away our sight with which we are watching so much of porn and so much of filth. Oh my Allah, He would have snatched away our sight which we are using for so much of your disobedience. He would have taken away our hearing and our speech. He would have paralyzed us because we are touching so much of haram with our hands and walking to so much of haram places with our feet. Allah, each and every one of us would have been destroyed. But oh Allah, you are so caring, you are so merciful, you are so forgiving, you are so loving, you are so compassionate. Hey, mere Allah, tu itna pyara hai, tu itna pyara khuda hai. Mere khuda ke bawajood humare gunahon ko tu hume deta chala jata hai. Hey, mere Allah, aaj teri taraf hum rujoo kar rahe hai. We are turning towards you with repentance. We are ashamed of our sins, oh my Allah. We are ashamed of our sins, oh my Allah. How long are we going to walk on this earth of yours like hypocrites, oh my Allah? Ya Allah, change the condition of our hearts. Ya Allah, make us yours and become ours. Ya Allah, tujhe chhod kar hum jaye kahan? Mere Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Oh Allah, all kudrat and power lies with you. Ya Allah, our lives are in your hands, our sight in your hands, our hearing in your hands, our health in your hands, our wealth in your hands, the ground on which we walk in your control. Oh my beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. Ya Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We know that because of our sins we are suffering. Ya Allah, because of our sins in this part of the world, people are suffering in other parts of the world. Ya Allah, aisa hamare gunahon ki nohusat hai. Ya Allah, tu hame bhi maaf kar de aur unko bhi maaf kar de. Ya Allah, forgive us and forgive our brothers and sisters throughout the world, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, we know that we have distanced ourselves. We know that we have indulged in a lot of vices and sins. We know that we have indulged in so much of haram. But oh my Allah, we are expressing remorse. We do not want to go back to those sins. Give us the himmat like lions, oh my Allah. Give us the courage like lions to resist all the evil. Oh my Allah, shaitan and nafs are dragging us towards the gutters. Allah, shaitan and nafs wants us to go into Jahannam. Shaitan and nafs have brought us nothing but misery, restlessness, anxieties and worries. Oh my beloved Allah, nafs and shaitan have given us nothing of happiness and joy. We are being fooled by nafs and shaitan. Ay Allah, hame ehsas ata farma. Give us the realization, oh my beloved Allah, that there is no peace and happiness except in obedience to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, our hearts have become devoid of the muhabbat of yours and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, we have made nothing in our hearts except rubbish dumps and rubbish heaps. Ay Allah, therefore the actions that emanate from our bodies are nothing but filthy and dirty. Ay Allah, ab to hame hidayat naseeb farma. Guidance is in your hands. Hidayat is in your hands. Oh Allah, we are seeking hidayat from you. We want hidayat, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh Allah, forgive all the sins that we committed. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive the entire ummat of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Forgive the sins of our eyes, oh my Allah. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Hey, mere Allah, tu maaf karne wala khuda hai. Tu bakhshne wala khuda hai. Tu rahim khuda hai. Ey rahim raham farma. Ey kareem karam farma. Ey sattar sattari farma. Ey ghaffar hamari maghfirat farma. Allah, open the doors of your maghfirat. Open the doors of your maghfirat. We know, oh my Allah, that because of our sins, the doors of maghfirat are closed. Because of our sins, the doors of rahmat are closed. Oh Allah, but we are turning towards you, and you dearly love the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. Oh my Allah, therefore forgive each and every one of us. Hey, mere Allah, tu darwaza rahmat khol de. Ya Allah, we know that we have made umbrellas of steel above our heads. Those umbrellas are the umbrellas of sins. We do not want the rains of rahmat to drench us. Hey, mere Allah, hum kitne nalayik hai. Hum gande hai, hum siyakar hai. Hum napaak hai, hum khatakar hai, hum gunegar hai. ہم سب کچھ ہے لیکن بندے تیرے ہیں میرے خدا, ہم سب کچھ ہے بندے تیرے ہیں, تجھے چھوڑ کر ہم گنہ گار جائے کہاں, اے اللہ تجھے چھوڑ کر ہم جائے کہاں. If you have to turn away your nigah of rahmat from us, if you have to turn away your nigah of mercy from us, if you have to turn away your glance of forgiveness from us, then oh my Allah, you tell us which other door is for us that we can tap, which other home is for us that we can go and beg. Oh Allah, if a dog is kicked from one butcher, it can go to another. Oh Allah, if a beggar is chased from one home, he can still go to another. But oh Allah, if you are going to reject us, oh Allah, if you are going to reject us, then you tell us who is going to accept filthy ones like us. Allah, tere siwa hamara koi dar nahi, tere ghar ke siwa hamara koi ghar nahi, tere siwa koi hamara nahi, Allah, tere siwa koi hamara sahara nahi, Allah, tu hamara ban ja. Oh Allah, if you become ours and you make us yours, then oh Allah, everything is ours. If Allah, you are not ours, then nothing is ours. Then our homes are not ours. Our businesses are not ours. Our children are not ours. Nothing is ours, oh my Allah. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen meri. Oh my Allah, we are asking you to become ours and make us yours. Allah, nafs and shaitan have made us this. Oh my Allah, take us out from the slavery of nafs and shaitan. Oh Allah, take us out from the slavery of nafs and shaitan and make us your slaves, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, let us free ourselves from every other chain that binds us and ties us. But oh Allah, tie us very, very firmly and strongly in the chains of your muhabbat. Tie us strongly and firmly in the chains of the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Allah, is zanjeer se hum alag na ho. Ay Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Ya Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in your ocean of marifat. Ay Allah, tera yaqeen naseeb farma. Teri marifat naseeb farma. اے اللہ توکل نصیب فرما, زہد نصیب فرما, تقوی والی زندگی عطا فرما. اے اللہ, bless us with sabr and with shukr, bless us with a life of taqwa and piety. یا اللہ, give us such a bond with you that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you. یا اللہ, the conditions of the world, oh my beloved Allah, how much of pain and hurt it must be causing to my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. یا اللہ, when the ummah, that ummah for whom he cried so much, that ummah for whom so much of his blood was shed, Allah, we cannot see a single drop of blood of our beloved little child or grandchild. Allah, how the angels must have witnessed so much of blood of my Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam filling his shoes. Ay mere Allah, wo kya manzar hoga. How much of his blood was shed for this ummah? How much of his tears for this ummah? Whole night he stands in prayer for this ummah. When he goes into sajda, intestines of animals are put on his back in the haram sharif, where we make sajda and we make tawaf with such ease and comfort. Ay, mere Allah, his little daughter used to say, oh my beloved father, why are they doing this to you? Ay Allah, ummat ke liye wo rote rahe. Ummat ke liye wo rote rahe. اے اللہ, آج ہم امتی بن کر سینما میں, امتی بن کر ڈسکو میں, we are امتیز and in the theaters, we are امتیز and in filthy films, we are امتیز and glued to all the porn, we are امتیز and reading filthy literature, we are امتیز of that Rasul who cried so much for us, and oh Allah, we are in the casinos, we are popping drugs into our mouths. Ay Allah, zina, fornication and adultery so common and so rife. Ay mere Allah, sharm and haya and modesty gone from our women and from our youth and from our adults. Brothers, sisters, wives, children, grandparents all sitting together and watching the filth. Ay mere Allah, when my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informed that even in your Mubarak city, even in your Mubarak city, just a few meters away from your haram, just a few meters away from your rosa, just a few meters away from your Mubarak qabr, the same filth is watched on the DSTV, the same filth can be seen in the magazines, the same filth, songs and music can be heard. Mere Allah, give us some realization. How long are we going to take the name of that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but our actions and our character completely opposite? Mere Allah, ab to hume hidayat naseeb farma.
اے اللہ مسلمانوں کی حالت پر رحم فرما، ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما، اے اللہ دے امریکنز آر بلڈنگ اپ اے کوالیشن، اے اللہ دیز ٹائپ آف کوالیشنز ور بلٹ اگینسٹ رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، بٹ او اللہ یو اسسٹڈ اینڈ یو ہیلپڈ رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اینڈ ہز پیپل، اے اللہ ود دی اینجلز دیٹ یو سینڈ ڈاؤن یو اسسٹڈ دیم ود سٹرانگ گیل فورس اینڈ ہریکین فورس ونڈز، اے میرے اللہ ایوری تھنگ از ان یور قدرت، اے اللہ تو نے کہ جہازوں کو غرق کر دے، اے اللہ سمندر کے اندر طوفان برپا کر دے اور ان کے جہازوں کو غرق کر دے، او اللہ سنک دیئر شپس وتھ سٹارمز ان دی اوشن، اے اللہ ان کے ہوائی جہازوں کو آپس میں ٹکرا دے، اے اللہ کوز دیئر ایئر فورسز ٹو سمیش اگینسٹ دیمسیلوز، اے اللہ ان کے آپس میں اختلافات پیدا کر دے، کریٹ ڈیویژنز ان دیئر کوالیشن، اے اللہ کریٹ ڈیویژنز ان دیئر کوالیشن، اے اللہ میک دیم اینیمیز آف ایچ ادر، او اللہ میک دیم فائٹ ایچ ادر، یا اللہ گیو دیم آئیدر ہدایت اور شیک دیم لائک یو شک دی عاد اینڈ ثمود، اے اللہ شیک دیم لائک یو شک دی عاد اینڈ ثمود، اے اللہ ایک چھوٹی سی بستی افغانستان، اے اللہ جہاں پر وہ کوشش کر رہے ہیں اسلام نافذ کرنے کی، اے اللہ اس چھوٹی سی بستی کو ساری دنیا کو ساتھ کر کے برباد کرنا چاہتے ہیں، اے اللہ تو ان پر رحم فرما، اے اللہ کم ٹو دیئر اسسٹنس، اے اللہ کم ٹو دیئر اسسٹنس، اے میرے پیارے خدا تو ملائکہ کو بھیج دے، جسٹ ایز یو ہیلپ دیم اینڈ دے ڈسٹروئے دی رشین فورسز اینڈ دی اینیمیز، اے اللہ سینڈ دیم اگین یور نصرت اینڈ یور ہیلپ، اے اللہ ان کے حال پر رحم فرما، اے اللہ دیئر اولڈ اینڈ دیئر ویک اینڈ دیئر فیبل ونز آر بیکمنگ ریفیوجیز، دیئر چلڈرن آر بیکمنگ ریفیوجیز، اے اللہ دے لک ایٹ دی اسکائی، دے لک ایٹ دی اسکائی او مائی اللہ، اینڈ دے ڈو ناٹ نو ہو ٹو ٹرن ٹوورڈز، اے اللہ فار نو سن آف دیئرز دے آر بینگ پنشڈ، اے میرے اللہ تو انہیں کے حال پر رحم فرما، اے اللہ دیز اینیمیز اینڈ دیز ہیپوکریٹس، اے اللہ دے پریٹینڈ ٹو بی دیئر فرینڈز سینڈنگ دیم اے لٹل بٹ آف گرینز آفٹر دے ہیو میڈ دیم ریفیوجیز بیکاز آف فیئر، اے میرے اللہ تو ان کو برباد فرما، ان کی طاقت کو ختم فرما، ان کی ملٹری طاقت کو ختم فرما، اے اللہ ان کو کمزور کر دے، اے اللہ ان پر ایسی ذلت سوار کر، اے اللہ برنگ اباؤٹ سچ ہیومیلیشن اینڈ سچ ڈسگریس اپون دیم ایز یو براٹ اپون دوز نیشنز آف دی پاسٹ ہو ڈس اوبیڈ یو اینڈ یور رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، اے اللہ بریک دیئر پرائڈ، اے اللہ بریک دیئر ایروگنس، اے اللہ بریٹن کا ایروگنس بھی ختم فرما، اے اللہ ان کی شرارتوں کو بھی ختم فرما، اے اللہ ان کے غرور کو بھی تو توڑ دے، میرے اللہ ہم تجھ ہی سے مانگ سکتے ہیں، وی فائنڈ اور سیلف ہیلپ لیس ان دس پارٹ آف دا ورلڈ، وٹ کین وی ڈو فور دیم ایکسپٹ میک دعا فور دیم، اے اللہ بس دعا از سچ اے ویپن دیٹ وی ہیو، او مائی اللہ آئی کین چینج تقدیر آف اے پرسن، اے اللہ تو ان کے حالات کو بدل دے، اے اللہ پیلسٹائن کے مجاہدین پر نظر فرما، ان کے مجاہدین کی نصرت فرما، ان کے بچوں پر رحم فرما، ان کی عورتوں پر رحم فرما، اے اللہ مسجد اقصا کی حفاظت فرما، اے اللہ مسجد اقصا کی حفاظت فرما، حرمین شریفین کی حفاظت فرما، اے اللہ جو مسلمان ممالک دوز اسلامک کنٹریز او اللہ وچ ڈیو ٹو مانیٹری گین اور مٹیریل گین آؤٹ آف فیئر فور دس سو کال مائٹی پاور دے آر جوائنگ دی اینیمیز، اے اللہ تو ان کو ہدایت دے دے، اے اللہ ان کو ہدایت دے دے، اے اللہ احساس دے دے کہ وہ مسلمان ہے، اے اللہ تیری ذات کے اوپر ان کا توکل لیا، اے اللہ تو ان کی خواہشات نفسانی ختم فرما، اے میرے پیارے خدا ہم بیمار ہیں ہمیں شفا عطا فرما، وی آر سک اینڈ ایلنگ گیو اس کیور فرام آل اوور ایلمنٹس، کیور فرام آل اوور ڈیزیزز، اوور اسپرچل ڈیزیزز اینڈ فزیکل ایلمنٹس، یا اللہ دوز ہو ان فائنینشیل ڈیفیکلٹیز ریموو دی فائنینشیل ڈیفیکلٹیز، او اللہ دوہا دوز ہو ان ادر کائنڈز آف پرابلمز ریموو دی پرابلمز اینڈ ڈیفیکلٹیز، دوز ہوز چلڈرن ہیو بیکم ڈس اوبیڈینٹ، یا اللہ میک دی چلڈرن اوبیڈینٹ ٹو یو اینڈ دی پیرنٹس، او مائی اللہ دوز ہو آن ڈرگز اینڈ ڈرنک اینڈ وائن اینڈ ویمن، اللہ برنگ دم بیک آن ٹو صراط مستقیم، اے اللہ اس دنیا کو چھوڑ کر جانا ہے، ایک دن تیرے پاس آنا ہے، اے اللہ واٹ کیپیٹل ہیو وی گاٹ، وی ہیو گاٹ ایبسلوٹلی نتھنگ ٹو اور کریڈٹ، واٹ آر وی گوئنگ ٹو برنگ اینڈ کم ٹو یو، ہم کیا منہ دکھائیں گے تجھے، یا اللہ واٹ فیس آر وی گوئنگ ٹو شو ٹو رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، Hey, very Allah, if he has to catch our garment and ask us, that when my ummah was going through such kinds of difficulties, and Allah Ta'ala was sending such kinds of lessons for you, still you didn't give up your Bollywood and your Hollywood cultural lifestyles. Hey, very Allah, if he has to ask us, still at that time you didn't throw out from your homes all the filth that had entered your homes and was chasing the farishtas and the angels away. What answer we will give to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Ay Allah, when the time of our death comes, let it be in Madina Tayyiba. Let our death be in a state of iman, a death of shahadat in Madina Tayyiba. At the rosa of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, reading as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Ay Allah, at that time show us some tajalli of yours. Ay Allah, us waqt koi tajalli teri aisi dikhla de. Our soul comes dancing towards you. Our soul must come dancing towards you. It must not remain attached to the things of this world. Allah, let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi. Ay Allah, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua for us all his life, but especially in Hajjatul Wida. Mere pyare Nabi ne Hajre Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha, Rukne Yamani chu karke jo manga tha, Khilafe Kaaba se lipat kar jo manga tha, Mizab-e Rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo manga tha, Hatim ke andar nawaze pad kar jo manga tha. Allah, the multazam, how long he attached himself and begged of you. How much of his tears flowed, that his ihram became wet with his tears. Ay Allah, Muqam-e Ibrahim ke piche jo manga, Zamzam pee kar jo manga, Safa aur Marwa ki seedhiyon par jo manga, Ay Allah, Mina, Muzdalifa aur Arafat mein jo manga, Ay Allah, wo tamam khair hame naseeb farma. Bless us with all that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, and the entire ummat with that goodness, and from all the mischief and corruption and fitna that he asked for protection. Oh Allah, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, protect each and every one of us. Those who have passed away, fill the graves with noor and give them the best of abode in paradise. Allah, all the works of deen which are taking place, accept the works of deen. Mujahideen ke jihad ko qubool farma, muballighin ki tabligh ko qubool farma, mudarrisin ke dars ko qubool farma, mufassirin ki tafsir ko qubool farma. Allah, khanqahon mein mashayikh ke aah o fugha ko qubool farma, unke waaz o nasihat ko qubool farma. Allah, jitne bhi deeni kaam ho rahe sab ko qubool farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul halim, وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.